Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I've got a song for you today.
I cannot stop the world around me. I don't have time to fight the law. I will not undermine the system. I will not catch you if you fall. No way, not right. I will betray your mission. Come on, we'll fight my comfortable position. No way, not right. Stuck with my decision. You heard me right. I'm stuck with my decision. You can't win. You can't win. You can't win. I will not harbor ill suspicions. I will not take the human toll. I will not ask for your permission. Your cup is empty, mine is full. No way, not right. I will betray your mission. Come on, we'll fight my comfortable position. No way, not right. Stuck with my decision. You heard me right. I'm stuck with my position. You can't win. You can't win. You can't win.
Boy, there's a lot of good shows playing, and I would like to mention that Ill Repute is playing with the Dickies. Starts in about 9 hours. You can get your tickets at www.badsampresents.com, and OS is 21 and up, no ins and outs. Smoking in the patio in the back for smokers. And the lineup is Hyman Blasters, Lavasta, joining in the Chaos, Ill Repute, very special guest, and the Dickies, and then the Clown of Princes of Punk Rock. You love the Dickies. Great show, a lot of fun. And, of course, Ill Repute. Ill Repute has been with Mystic Records a long, long time, and they have quite a few shows coming up. And let's see, where is this show at? Oh, it's in Ventura, of course, at the Garage. And it'll be a good show. Also, I would like to mention the final upset, OC Punk Night, at the Tiki Bar. The final upset was Mr. Furley, Awful Normals, and more. And the Tiki Bar is in Costa Mesa, California, and their tickets are available at www.brownpapertickets.com. And the OC Punk Night at the Tiki, if you haven't seen these bands live, you're missing out. With the final upset, Mr. Furley, Awful Normans, Motor Gun Hotel, Viceroy Cruise, 21 and up, doors open at 6:30. Okay, so I see we have a caller in the studio, Kenny Kimball. Hey, Kenny, how's it going?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm fine. So tell me, gosh, Kenny, I haven't talked to you for a really long time. How's your musical career coming along? Who are you playing with these days?
Well, it's pretty fun here in Sacramento, Davis, Woodland, Triangle, the 530-916. It's always pumping in the underground. It has been for the last 5 years. It's been out of control. There's at least 3 to 5 quality shows going on most weekend nights, and during the week even there's 2 to 3 to choose from every night. A lot of underground all ages venues, as well as, you know, more traditional clubs like the Press Club that are booking great bands. So it's a great time to be playing live music in this area. Right now, I'm in a band called Night Damage. I'm the drummer, and we played a couple shows and are writing some new songs. I played bass in a band called Red Pills, and we just played our first show a week ago. But we have some recording under the belt, and basically an album's worth of recording. And so we're going to do something with those recordings one way or the other. Maybe you do a comp, we'll send you a song for your comp or whatever. But either way, it's been fun to be playing music again. I hadn't played for a while, so I kind of joined these two bands within the last month or so.
And yeah,
it just feels good to be playing again. I kind of retired on drums, but then when I heard Night Damage one night when I was out and about, I really liked them. Their drummer ended up not being in the band anymore, and they asked me if I wanted to come play. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't retire for this band. So I borrowed my drums back that I sold to this really cool cat up here, Javier, and it was kind of magic, and we played a show a week later, and then we played a second show, and then we're off. We're just kind of taking hiatus, and then actually no shows are booked. We have one show on the 10th, the Night Damage, but the other band is Red Pills. We're just going to keep rehearsing.
Oh, okay. Do you have a Reverb Nation page or SoundCloud anywhere I can take a listen
right
to your tracks?
Right now, we've just got the Facebook pages, and we don't have music necessarily linked to those pages. On both of those pages, I think there's videos of our song, or there may be one or two recordings. We do have some recordings that we're working on, and we don't have a social media coordinator, so to speak. We're all kind of just, you know, running and trying to do what we can, but we hope to get some music up soon.
Oh, okay. Well, I can definitely help you out with that, you know, help you get up on some social media and do some promotion with you. I'm juggling several labels right now, not only Mystic, but Nardcore Records, Clock Records, and just registered Cafe de Grand Records Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that I would definitely like to put you on a Cafe de Grand label because it's more your style, you know.
Well, I'll send you songs you can listen. I mean, I know there's lots of great stuff going on down south. I've just listened to you read off the list of shows going on down there. So big hi to everybody down there. Listen.
Hey. And I see that RF7's playing with Reagan Youth and Circle One, Public Nuisance. Oh, and they're doing punk and bowling.
The show today.
Yeah, that's today.
That show looks great.
It starts in about an hour. It's at the All-Star Lanes in 4459 Eagle Rock Boulevard in L.A. Oh, my gosh, I used to live really close to there in Cypress Park. And
there's also that show. There's also the new punk NA show, I think, with Decry and Shattered Faith and some other really good bands that I can't remember right now happening. Today's the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, today's the 27th.
Cool. And you know, Justino, the drummer from Decry, just came recovered from a remarkable accident. He broke his neck, and it's amazing that he's recovered and he's back drumming, and so glad to see him, you know, back into the rest of things, you know. I mean, phew, we were all worried
they're
he wasn't going to make it. Oh,
Decry's
yeah.
Been a great band for a long time.
Yeah, they
have. Some of the old-timers, you know, that keep playing, you know, you mentioned the other day about the Smut Peddlers, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, you love seeing the new bands, the new kids, or even old-timers like us making new bands. But when, you know, a band like Adolescence puts out a great new record, like I sent you the Adolescence song if you want to play it off their new record. It's just,
Cool.
You know, I love seeing the old-timers doing their thing, you know.
Well, you know, I've been helping Doug put up the old catalog on iTunes, and I've put up 49 of his old albums up on iTunes with the Instigators and CBGBs and Rat Pack and Social Spit. I mean, the list just goes on. And it's funny because he was really close, it still is, really close friends with Richie Goddard, songwriter of I Want Candy, My Boyfriend's Back, from Strange Loves. And Richie Goddard actually invented, co-founder of a company called The Orchard, who does all of our distribution through Mystic Records on iTunes and videos as well. And it's over 100 downloading sites. He had the vision to see that music was going to be downloaded via computer before the home computer was even invented.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he received the Grammy Awards, Vision Awards in 2014 because of his insight and the starting of The Orchard. And they're the biggest distributor of music from iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and there's like 100 downloading sites worldwide where we can reach audiences that we were never able to in the past, you know?
And that's great.
And
that's great,
speaking,
the fact that those Mystic stuff, that all that stuff's available now, like for people who haven't heard it, you know, people who are longtime listeners to the show or old timers, they've heard it. But for anyone new, check it out. You know, wherever Candy is saying, go check these songs out. You can find them online. It's great stuff. That was really
back then.
Vinyl
only,
I'm assuming.
Seizure, the band Seizure, 76% Uncertain, Sharky's Machine.
They were great from
Schism.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, 76%
Schism.
Uncertain.
Yep. And Adrenaline Overdose, Pope on a Rope.
AOD, New Jersey, another great band.
AOD.
Yeah, so kids, if you're listening, check out all these songs. Tell them where to go, Candy.
That's right. Well, just check them out on iTunes. They're listed separately, like Children in Adult Jails, Chronic Disorder and Damage. They're all labeled in the iTunes store under CBGB's, Live at CBGB's in New York.
Nice.
And well, I hate to tell you this, Kenny, but we're just about out of time. I do want to give a shout-out to John Ransom. His birthday was yesterday of the Smut Peddlers, and I have a little
John
song
Ransom
from
survives
him.
For another spin. John, happy birthday to you, lad.
That's right. Happy birthday, John, and this one's for you from the Smutties. I love their band so much.
The depravity, the noise. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with liking the Smut Peddlers or loving the Smut Peddlers. There's really nothing wrong. I think you'd be crazy not to.
I know, right? Well, for some reason, my soundboard doesn't want to play. Oh, here it goes.
Wow! Bye.
want to thank you, Kenny Kimball, for joining in and calling me up today.
Smut.
It was great talking with you.
More smut.
What
a pleasure to see smut.
I know, right?
Once they start, I want more. Every time I hear one, I want the next one to come, and the next one, the next one.
Somebody asked me while they're playing.
I know.
I didn't know what to say. I was speechless. Because I love the smut. I do love this third grade teacher. Got to get here earlier.
Everybody else wants more, too. This was a live broadcast John sent me a while back. I just talked to him the other day.
The Piazza, Italian restaurant and sports bar. Featuring top-notch Italian cuisine and wines and spirits from throughout the globe. And, of course, it's a gathering place for the swinging singles and married couples from Southern California and throughout the world who gather at Di Piazza's regularly.
Okay, that was a little extra talking from John Ranson. And happy birthday, John.
That was John right there? I could barely hear him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So maybe on the playback I'll get to understand what he said, because he was garbled. I mean, I know it's early in the morning and everything, but...
No, he was talking about deposits and just giving him a little plug where he was playing that night, you know.
Nice.
John's always very polite and always thanks everyone for the hospitality. And
well, he's a good man. Happy birthday, John, again.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Good old friend. Boy, I've known him for many, many, many years. So,
right on.
I know,
thanks for
really
inviting me to call into the show.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And call me after, call me later, call me whenever, and I'll send you some songs if you want.
Okay, and I'm so glad that you survived a terrible heart attack and that you got your drums back out and you're playing again and doing your musical career. I'm so happy and proud for you and bless you in everything you do, Kenny. It's been wonderful talking to you. And,
thank you for the love, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep putting out good music, good vibes, and it all comes back.
That's right. That's right.
I know that sounds
right,
kind of hippie. I know it sounds kind of hippie, not very punk rock, but it kind of works that way.
Oh, that's okay. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in and getting out there. Go see some shows, and don't forget to party or go home. See you next time.
Party with me, punkers.
All right, party with me, punk.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.